Chapter 4. 1040 Red Cloud Road, Fort Rucker, Alabama. 1740 hours, 22 December, 2005. Major General Harry Wilson, U.S. Army, retired, elected to park his Buick sedan on Red Cloud Road, although he was fully aware that this was prohibited. There were several reasons he chose to do so, not the least of which was sitting next to him in the person of just-promoted Major General Crenshaw, the newly appointed post commander. Military police only rarely ticketed post commanders for any non-felonious breach of the law. Other reasons included that he and General Crenshaw had had several drinks on the flight from Texas, and he really could not handle more than 1 ounce of alcohol per hour. Master Randolph Richardson IV was out of the Buick and up the lawn before either General Wilson or General Crenshaw could brief him on the best approach to the problems that were about to develop. Young Randy was holding something black and about the size of a shoe in his hand.
"Oh, shit," General Wilson said. "My thoughts exactly," General Crenshaw said, "but I'll deal with him." "He's my son-in-law," General Wilson said.
"But I write the officer's efficiency report on the officer who writes his," General Crenshaw said.
"Point taken," General Wilson said. "You bring your animal, and I'll bring the dead birds."
General Crenshaw opened the rear door and picked up a small animal, more or less identical to the one Randolph Richardson IV had rushed to the door, holding. Generals Wilson and Crenshaw got to the door just as Lieutenant Colonel Randolph Richardson III opened it. His wife stood behind him.
"I made 20 takeoffs and landings," young Randy announced, then held up the soft black object in his hands for inspection. "And look at this."
"You did what?" Mrs. Richardson asked.
"What is that?" Lieutenant Colonel Richardson asked.
"His name is Goliath," Randy answered. "General Crenshaw's got his brother, David."
"You did what?" Mrs. Richardson asked again.
"I made 20 takeoffs and landings in Orion PT-22, her son answered.
"That isn't one of those huge dogs Colonel Castile had, is it?" Lieutenant Colonel Richardson asked.
"Not yet, Richardson," General Crenshaw said. "Right now, Goliath and David are what they call puppies."
"Max had 8, Randy said.
"Or the girl dog did. Colonel Castillo gave General Crenshaw one, and he gave me one."
"How nice of him," Lieutenant Colonel Richardson said, carefully choosing his words. "But I'm not sure we'll be able to keep it, moving around the way we do."
"Nonsense," Generals Crenshaw and Wilson said, almost in unison.
"Every boy should have a dog," General Crenshaw added.
"Teaches him character," General Wilson agreed.
"A dog that size?" Lieutenant Colonel Richardson said.
"And Colonel Castillo gave one to a girl he knows in Argentina," Randy said. "A girl my age, he says he wants me to meet sometime."
"I would like to know what he means by 20 takeoffs and landings," Mrs. Richardson said.
"Not by himself, certainly."
"What kind of an airplane?" Lieutenant Colonel Richardson said.
"Orion PT-22, open cockpit tail dragger,"
Randy announced with a pilot's elan.
165 horse Skinner 5-cylinder radial. Cruises at about 135.
"Colonel Castile has such an airplane?" Lieutenant Colonel Richardson inquired. "I don't think I've ever seen one."
"Uncle Fernando does,"
Randy said, softly stroking Goliath.
"You remember Fernando, Beth?" her father said. "Charlie's cousin?"
She smiled somewhat wanly.
"You're calling this man Uncle Fernando?" she said to her son.
"If he lets me fly his airplane," Randy replied matter-of-factly, "I'll call him anything he wants me to call him."
"And what do you call Colonel Castillo?"
his mother asked.
"He said that he's not my uncle, so I could call him either Sir or Charlie."
Beth exchanged a long look with her father.
"So this Uncle Fernando took you for a ride in his airplane, did he?"
Lieutenant Colonel Richardson inquired.
"No,"
Randy explained somewhat impatiently.
Colonel Castillo taught me how to fly Uncle Fernando's PT-22. I made 20 takeoffs and landings, I told you.
And you found nothing wrong with this, Dad? Mrs. Richardson asked.
Not a thing. I've always thought of the Castillos as family. Haven't you?